Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. Imagine a gathering so massive that it rivals the Kumbh Mela, yet it unfolds not in a marble-clad huts but deep inside a wildlife sanctuary, where tribal priests chant in a language unheard by most of the world. That is the Sammakkasaralam Jatra, Asia's largest tribal festival, set to begin on January 28, 2026, in the humble village of Medaram, Mulugu district, Telangana. First, let us understand what this Jatra truly is. It is the biennial celebration of two legendary tribal goddesses, Sammak and her daughter Saralamma, venerated by the Koya Adivasi community of the Dandkaranya forest. According to oral tradition, infant Sammakka was discovered by hunters in a clearing surrounded by tigers, a sign of divine origin. She was raised by the Koya tribe, grew into a leader, and her daughter Saralam married into a powerful tribal family. Now, why does their story matter? Around the 13th century, during the reign of the Kakatiya dynasty of Warangal, a severe drought crippled the Koya tribes. The Kakatiya ruler, despite the famine, demanded taxes. Sammakka and her kin refused, prompting a brutal attack by the Kakatiya army. In the ensuing battle, Sammakka, Saralam and many of their relatives fell. Legend says that Sammakka's body turned into a handful of vermilion near a hilltop tree, symbolizing her ascent to divinity. From that tragic resistance emerged the worship of these two women as symbols of tribal sovereignty, defiance against unjust authority, and feminine strength. What began as an annual propitiation ritual has, over centuries, expanded into a gathering of more than 1 crore devotees. Turning to the rituals themselves, the Medaram Jatra stands apart because it operates entirely outside the Brahmanic temple tradition. There is no permanent idol. Instead, the deities are represented by bamboo totems, sacred pots called Gaddelu, and clan flags known as Dalgudda. Only hereditary Koya tribal priests, never Brahman priests, conduct the ceremonies. The invocation is performed by carrying bamboo poles from the forest into a sacred clearing, accompanied by chants in the Koya language, not the Vedic hymns of mainstream Hindu worship. The entire site is set within the dense forest of Ithunagram Wildlife Sanctuary, not a constructed temple complex. This makes the Jatra a vivid example of intangible cultural heritage that exists beyond the mainstream Hindu fold, a point that is especially relevant for General Studies Paper 1. One of the most striking features of the festival is the offering of bangaram, raw jaggery. Devotees weigh an amount of jaggery equal to their own body weight and present it to the goddesses. This act is not about gold or silver. It reflects the agrarian economy of the tribal community, the produce of their own fields. The symbolism underscores that the deities belong to a subsistence agricultural tradition, not a mercantile or elite one, highlighting the egalitarian ethos of the Jatra. Let us now locate the festival geographically. The Ithunagram Wildlife Sanctuary, part of the larger Dandkaranya forest complex, spreads over approximately 806 square kilometers in Mulugu district, Telangana. It is a southern tropical moist deciduous forest, home to tigers, leopards, wild boar, spotted deer and sloth bears, with the Godavari River and its tributaries threading through the terrain. The sanctuary's status creates a delicate balance. On the one hand, the Wildlife Protection Act and the Forest Conservation Act impose strict regulations. On the other, the scheduled tribes and other traditional forest dwellers, Recognition of Forest Rights, Act of 2006 recognizes the community's right to worship in sacred groves. Historically, the Jatra has been exempted from wildlife restrictions during its biennial occurrence, illustrating the interplay between conservation law and indigenous rights. Now, consider the sheer scale. Over 4 days, more than 10 million devotees converge on Medaram, making it comparable to the Earth Kumbh Mela and ranking it as the second largest gathering in India after the full Kumbh Mela. Managing such a crowd in a forest sanctuary with limited permanent infrastructure is a massive logistical challenge. The Telangana government therefore erects temporary pontoon bridges over the Jampanna Vagu stream, constructs helipads for VIPs, deploys mobile health units, and employs real-time crowd management systems for each edition. A brief look at the Koya tribe helps to contextualize the festival. The Koya, also known as Gond Koya, are a scheduled tribe inhabiting the Godavari basin across Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, and Odisha. They speak the Koya language, a Dravidian tongue closely related to Gondi. Traditionally, they practice shifting cultivation, forest produce collection, and settled agriculture. Their society is clan-based, with hereditary roles for ritual functions. Many Koya families hold community forest rights and individual patta rights under the Forest Rights Act, reinforcing their exclusive authority to conduct the jatra. While devotees from other communities may attend, only Koya priests may officiate the ceremonies. The heritage status of the jatra is also noteworthy. Cultural advocates have recommended its inclusion in UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List, though it is not yet inscribed. Constitutionally, the festival touches several provisions. Article 29 guarantees the right to conserve distinct language, script, and culture. Article 25 secures the freedom to profess, practice, and propagate religion. The fifth schedule, specifically Article 244, provides special provisions for tribal areas, including tribal advisory councils. And the Forest Rights Act recognizes community rights over sacred groves. All these legal frameworks underscore the constitutional protection of the Koya's cultural and religious practices. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The full name of the festival is Sammakkasaralam Jatra, held in Medaram village, Mulugu district, Telangana, inside the Ethurnagram Wildlife Sanctuary of the Dandakaranya Forest. The tribe that conducts it is the Koya Adivasi, speaking a Dravidian language. It occurs biennially on the full moon of the Magh month, which falls in January-February. In 2026, the dates are January 28 to 31. Attendance exceeds 1 crore devotees, making it Asia's largest tribal festival and the second largest gathering in India. The ritual offerings consist of bangaram, raw jaggery, weighed to match the devotee's body weight. There is no permanent idol, instead bamboo totems, gaddelu pots and dalgudda flags represent the deities, and only Koya hereditary priests perform the rites in their native language. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the location, Medaram, Mulugu district, Telangana, the setting, Ethurnagram Wildlife Sanctuary, the tribe, Koya Adivasi, the frequency, biennial on the Magh full moon, the unique offering, bangaram, not gold, and the 2026 dates, January 28 to 31, along with the scale of over 1 crore devotees. For Mains General Studies Paper 1, the Jatra offers a case study of tribal cultures, intangible heritage, and non-Brahmanic religious traditions. For GS2, focus on tribal rights, the Forest Rights Act, 5th Schedule provisions, and the tension between conservation laws and indigenous worship rights. For GS3, you can discuss the environmental management challenges of hosting a massive pilgrimage within a wildlife sanctuary, balancing ecological protection with cultural freedoms. In conclusion, the Sammakkasaralam Jatra is not merely a spectacular gathering. It is a living testament to India's pluralistic religious fabric, the resilience of tribal identity, and the complex interplay of constitutional rights, environmental law, and cultural heritage. Understanding this festival equips you with a nuanced perspective that is essential for answering both factual and analytical questions in the civil services examinations.